Blog Talk Radio.
I'm terribly sorry, sir, but your credit card
has
been
declined. Your unemployment benefits ran out 2 weeks ago.
What do you mean I'm overdrawn?
2 weeks ago.
I still have checks left.
Too much month left over at the end of the money? Bad credit holding you back? Want to become a real estate investor but haven't won the lottery? Learn how to fix your credit. Get out of debt and build true financial independence with real estate in 2 hours a week. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She'll show you how, without winning the lottery or working 10 jobs. And here's your host, Heather Wagenhall.
Saturday, August 28, 2010. We are broadcasting live from the Log Mahal in Payson, Arizona. And this Saturday and every Saturday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, we broadcast the Unlock Your Wealth radio program and talk about crisis management and financial wellness tools designed to help you manage your finances and attitudes for achieving financial wellness today and financial independence for you and your family in the future. We have a litany of segments coming up, and I'm so excited about today's broadcast. We have famous pro football player, former pro football player, Byron Evans on today, plus Coco Brown. We got lots going on in the stock market and economic news coming out here in the next week or so that we need to be paying attention to. We've got Minutes on Your Money, Millionaire Minute, and much more. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Heather Wagenhall, your purveyor of prosperity, your money maven, your hostess with the financial mostess. And today, our key for this week is create credit. Yay! I love this key. It's such a cool key because people think that credit is like a life sentence if it's bad, or they feel like it's a testament to their fabulousness if it's not. And it's kind of not either of those things. I know you're shocked. But credit is a fluid object. It is not static. Credit changes daily based on the way it functions. It is a voluntary reporting system. And for those of you bureaucrats that get all excited, oh, let's regulate, it's better off that way. Let me tell you. And as such, there's a little bit of inconsistency in the way the reporting works. So while that could be a challenge for some, it's an advantage for others if you have challenged credit and you need to work to correct it. So we'll talk all about that in the second half of the show, when we meet with our Unlock Your Wealth protege, the infamous comedian Coco Brown, as we follow her on her journey to financial independence. And she's coming along. We've had some interesting conversations lately. So we'll check in with Coco and see how things are going on her path to financial independence also in the second hour when we visit with our key for the week. But first, how about some minutes on your money? Interesting things coming up, economically speaking. What's ahead for the stock market is going to be influenced by several important economic reports. And they're coming up this week. And the key event is next Friday, which will be the big jobs report for August. Labor Day is traditionally kind of quiet on Wall Street, but volume peaks early and fades steadily into Friday when those who haven't disappeared already leave early for the long weekend. However, because of all of this economic data that's coming out, it's likely to be a noisy week. It's true that there aren't a lot of earnings reports with the potential to move markets for next week, but if you want candidates, try construction equipment Joy Global, home builder Hovannion, Food Giant H.J. Hines, and Toronto Dominion Bank. The real action will come in how these markets react to important economic reports that will come every day, starting with a report on personal income for July on Monday, and again ending with our big payroll, employment, and jobs report on Friday. In fact, the week ahead has a lot of potential to look and feel like the one we just had this week. Lots of arguing and lots of volatility, all building up, and this is what you need to be paying attention to. The week begins with bulls feeling relatively chipper after Friday's rally. The Dow Jones Industrials enjoyed a 165-point gain. But as there was a big rebound, it wasn't enough to prevent blue chips and the S&P 500 from experiencing their third weekly loss in a row. And the NASDAQ Composite suffered again losses in 3 weeks. Here's what to expect, and this is why we need to be paying attention to these reports next week. Personal income and spending for July on Monday is coming out from the Commerce Department, and it might offer some happiness for some of those because gains in private wages are forecasted. The economic consultants are expecting a 0.5% rise from June. Now, consumer confidence is due on Tuesday, and supposedly there's a number of surveys indicating stabilization in confidence. The markets are keeping it moving. The index is expected to inch up for August after falling for the last 2 months in a row. But, you know, we shall see. Reuters University of Michigan sentiment said that they are experiencing a small improvement. Now, S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index is also due Tuesday, and it's being forecasted that the index will show a 3.1% year-over-year rise for June, which is down from a year-over-year gain of 4.6 based on May. So, you know, other measures of house price growth have suggested that the house price inflation began to cool in the middle of summer, and it might signal a downward trend again in home prices. So we just need to watch it. But for those of you that are hoping for values to go back to where they were a few years ago, stop it. Your expectations are never going to be met. And like I've said before, because median income got so far out of whack from median home price that we'll never get there again because we do not have the same economic conditions that will set that into play. We don't have the income. We don't have the mortgage products with the stated income where people just flip and flip and flip like they did at the market. There's so many more things happening in today's marketplace that as a result of the mortgage market crash that are going to keep the market, the real estate values portion of it at least, from going nuts again. So don't get so excited. Work within the context of what we have today. Now, also Tuesday, Chicago Purchasing Managers Index is coming up as well. I just messed up. Where did that go? Technological difficulties, mostly in my inequity to mouse. So Chicago Purchasing Managers Index says they're expecting the index to fall in August, and this can create a little bit of volatility in the marketplace. because the regional manufacturing surveys that were released for the month have shown that the economy is softening. So while the folks at the top, like President Obama, are trying to tell us that things are fabulous, some sectors might be experiencing fabulousness, but others are still waning. And if manufacturing is your bag of cookies and you're sitting there waiting for another job, you probably would not agree with the president right about now. And now the Federal Reserve's information is also due Tuesday, and the Institute for Supply Management Manufacturing Index will be due on Wednesday. U.S. auto sales for August will also be due on Wednesday, and construction spending is going to be due Wednesday. Dismal reports on building permits and housing starts on new and existing home sales are going to probably give this a crappy report. So, again, if you're holding your breath, I would inhale and exhale now because it's not going to be fabulous. Jobless claims are due Thursday morning from the Labor Department, and they're anticipating them to be out of the woods. August 21st had 473,000, which was down from the week before at 500,000. So hopefully this next one says that we're out of the woods jobless claims-wise. Factory orders due for July will be due out Thursday. Pending home sales also on Thursday from the National Association of Realtors. And ISM non-manufacturing index on Friday should be showing a bit of a decline. And then also on Friday, payrolls and unemployment for July. And many analysts are seeing unemployment rising slightly, although the Nomura index is looking for a little less. So we'll see, but it's going to be a busy week economically speaking, and why should it be a concern to you? Well, not for many reasons specific to your wallet, unless you are part of that unemployment group. And my brother-in-law recently joined those ranks and had to hit the pavement and start pounding it for a new job. So I understand what's going on in today's economy. And why is it important to you? For no other reason than you need to be watching your pennies. Because when you take care and watch your pennies, the dollars will take care of themselves. It's that simple. And if you are in any of these volatile industries right now, living on reckless abandon is probably not your best choice right now. Being a little bit more frugal, trying to find creative ways to get the same satisfaction and value out of life for less money. Employ the techniques from Jeff Yeager, our ultimate cheapskate, and his advice on cutting corners where it's possible, where you don't sacrifice on the quality of your life, but you can finance your future still at the same time. This would be a good time for those of you to be stockpiling your emergency fund, especially if you were in one of those volatile industries like housing and manufacturing. And the reason why is unemployment is only going to cover you for so many weeks. And when it runs out, it's gone. Now, the beauty is if you have restructured your budget like we talked about on 2 weeks ago and broke the budget and created a healthy savings and spending plan, and you're hunkering down, what that'll do is in the event that you become displaced as a worker, you will be able to live on the money that you get from unemployment. And you can use, you can save all of that extra money for your rainy day fund. And if you have any extra debt that might be hanging out there, you could whack it down right now and get out there and pound the pavement for a job. A lot of people are taking vacations and they're screwing around on their emergency fund because they're like, oh, I'm collecting unemployment. And then they blow through their emergency fund and they never got a job and now their unemployment is stopping. Now what do? Well, that's for the birds. For you guys, the listeners of this show, are much more savvy than that. Now is the time to take action and to really come together and create your financial wellness today. Don't wait any longer. If you didn't participate in our Break the Budget episode 2 weeks ago, go back to Blog Talk Radio and download it so you can apply those principles and go to our website, get your free key membership at unlockyourwealth.com. That's www.unlockyourwealth.com, because we have incredible advice and information. And in the key membership as well as premium memberships, have access to our featured strategies during this week's show. And for the premium members, they have access 24/7 to any strategy we've ever put out on this show, which is what is so great. And you can go back and use those tools as a reference and use those to help create your family's personal financial plan. And then stick to it. Take action now while this economy is so crappy, and you will, when it does rebound, you'll be ready. You'll be looking so much better than your neighbors and friends and family. I'm not kidding. So, anyhow, you guys have an incredible interview coming up. We've got former Philadelphia Eagles pro football player Byron Evans coming up. That, the keys to riches, your nuts and bolts, Millionaire Minute, Coco Brown, so much today, all on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio right after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And for this fabulous Saturday, I have a pretty fabulous guest. I am fortunate enough to work in the same building where I get to pass by this man's office each and every day. And each and every day, this man greets me with blessings and enthusiasm for the day. If I could say anything about our next guest, he is consistent, and there is no question in my mind he has figured out the formula for success. Byron Evans, former Philadelphia Eagles pro football player, award-winning football star, and elder in his church, has what it takes to be successful. And not only does he possess those skills, he has applied them consistently over and over again to create incredible results. And I'm honored to know this man and be a part of his life every day when I get to see him at the office. He is always upbeat. He goes in, he picks up the phone, he just cranks out the business. And, you know, he doesn't mess around. He gets it done. And we're going to find out exactly what formula he has compiled for his success on today's show. And I'm thrilled to bring him on. Welcome to the broadcast, Byron. It's so great to have you.
Heather, I'm honored to be on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. Likewise, I feel the same. One of the things that I believe is serendipity, if you will. People come into each other's lives for a special reason, and it doesn't always seem very clear at first when people come into each other's lives. And your story, I believe, is so amazing. And unfortunately, I feel like it's atypical of professional athletes. But your story really stands out, and as an opportunity, because of a familial relation, we have had a chance to get to know each other around the office.
Right.
But I'm so excited to have you on the show, because you're more than what you appear to be on the surface. And I think one of the things that is a big challenge today with professional athletes and the focus on money and the women that are pursuing them for specifically that reason and the lack of faith has really, really brought down the quality and the integrity of professional sports today. Wouldn't you agree?
Wow! You said a mouthful right there, Heather. And I think I need you as my publicist or as my spokesperson, because it's very well said. I don't know about my story being like any other story, but I do have a unique story. And being here, born and raised in Phoenix, then my mother being a single parent. But I think my faith does sum it all up. I've overcome a great amount of things, and it's because of my faith.
Mm-hmm. So what was it like growing up in Arizona? Did you know that sports and athletics was your thing?
No, I didn't know that sports and athletics were my thing, but I just knew that I needed to do something positive, something constructive, and something that I could get the most out of it. I was very good in I was pretty much a prankster. I used to joke a lot and, keep everybody laughing, because I really didn't feel good too much about myself. But I used to, make a lot of people laugh, and, therefore I thought I had a future in making people laugh.
Oh, so you wanted to be a comedian?
A comedian or something like that, to entertain people. But as that kind of wore off a little bit, I kind of matured and, I kind of grew up, and I I was able to fill out into my 6'2" frame. I decided that this was probably the best bet to go into.
Mm-hmm. And so how old were you when you decided to pursue sports?
I think being busy, just trying to stay busy and getting in touch with who I was. We were always busy and active, and that's one thing that we could really say back then, that really benefited from, that were always outside. You know, we didn't have the luxury of in the home a lot of games. We had to make up our own games, and we were able to get out and just explore and, you know, just toss the ball around and stay busy and travel a little bit. And therefore, I was able to reach sports. I was able to dig into sports and really take off with that.
I think that was one of the best things about growing up in Arizona, too, because you always had great weather. And growing up poor, for me, being outside was the best thing. I remember in the summer when people, it's funny, every time I go to a restaurant and they say, you know, would you like ice water? And I said, I would like water, no ice, because I was so used to, because I would play outside so hard when I would get thirsty and I never wanted to stop playing. I would just go drink out of the garden hose when it was 115.
Wow.
So I don't really like the ice water, but it was so great to be able to do that. And
right.
I think we were lucky back
right.
then.
Right, right. And I think that's missing from a lot of homes and a lot of families. I know the NFL or the NBA are trying to get the focus back on kids being active and 60 minutes of activity a day or 30 minutes of activity a day. And, you know, it's really needed. You know, it really kind of puts a spin on who you really are, and it makes you feel really good about yourself when you are active.
You know what's interesting? That whole campaign, like, I know why it's needed, but that whole campaign just, like, burns me up because – you know, you have to tell kids to go outside and play
right.
for an hour. I mean, like,
right.
you couldn't get me in.
Right, right. But I mean, you know, you see what the way society is and so many things that are on TV geared up to keep kids inside and keep kids on the TV, in front of the couch, on the TV. And one thing just leads to another with, you know, with kids being inside and actually, you know, kids and parents being inside, so.
Well, I know that you played professional ball and won some great awards and were recognized for your commitment. What was it like being an athlete? Had you gotten married before you started playing, or was it during?
No, it was just after I got finished playing. And I think it pretty much worked out for the better like that. You know, a lot of my good friends, you know, they were married and then next thing you know, one thing led to another. But I think it pretty much worked out the best for me that I was able to, you know, do what I needed to do and, you know, get rid of all those bad habits. And, you know, my marriage, I've been married going on 15 years in January. And, you know,
wow.
And we have three beautiful children. And, you know, it's really been a blessing for me.
That's wonderful. What do you think for professional athletes are some of the perils that they go through financially?
I think the thing that most athletes kind of fall into a problem of is that, you know, never really trusting too many people as opposed to trusting into themselves. I think they feel that, you know, a lot of times that a lot more people are a lot more knowledgeable than they are, and therefore they, you know, they don't spend as much time as they need to knowing what they need to do, the ins and out of it. And therefore, you know, a lot of carelessness goes about, and then they end up losing a whole lot of people coming into their lives and, you know, mismanaging their funds, and because they don't feel that they can take on the responsibility of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that athletes should be paid the way they are today?
I think yes and no. You know, yes and no. I think sometimes you look and see how much an athlete is making, and we wonder and say, whoa or wow. But then you have to imagine that if these athletes are making this type of money, you can only imagine what the owners are making. And for the downside is that, you know, when you're a rookie, I think when you're rookies or when you just come into the league and you get paid much more than somebody who's established and has been there for, I don't think that should be the case.
That's a wonderful perspective, Byron. Let's hold that thought, and we will be back with more After a word from our sponsors, you're listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more from Byron Evans right after this.
Hey, this is Coca Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coca Brown on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K-Free Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Byron Evans on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth radio. And we are having an incredible discussion today about money and society and marriage and personal finance. Thanks so much for being a part of the show today, Byron. So you have a personal success story about money. Would you like to share that with us?
Sure. I think that when I first got into Philadelphia, I was able to get it under veteran leadership, and that was one of the real keys to my success and real keys in my life, is that I got under the people who were, you know, that were stable, and they put their money in, they made their money work for them, and that was a real blessing for me.
That's wonderful. And you have parlayed your commitment to excellence and success in your marriage and within your church organization, too. And you are a respected leader within your organization.
Right, right. And I think that all goes hand in hand with, you know, if you can be a leader in sports, you can be a leader wherever you go. And I just happen to be one of the people that they look up to in our church organization, and I'm proud to wear that hat, that I can, you know, not be looked upon as, you know, the ex athlete or professional or superstar or whatever, but I can just be looked upon as someone that they can come to with their problems, and, you know, and I can sit down and listen to them and how to give good sound advice, mm-hmm, to them.
Now, you're pursuing a master's in social work, right? Is that?
Yes.
An incredible undertaking.
I always like to work with people. I think, growing up with five sisters and four brothers, three brothers, you have to have a heart for people and counseling. I enjoy working with kids and working in my community and my neighborhoods and just trying to give them sound advice and give them, what's been given to me.
Mm-hmm. Great counsel, obviously. I know that you have made a commitment to your wife and have worked very hard at creating a successful marriage and raising wonderful children. Husbands and wives sometimes are not on the same page financially. Many times
Right. They'll
go through the courtship, the engagement, and get married and never ask the other person about their finances, never discuss that. Do you find that at your church that seems to be a challenge for some of your parishioners?
I think so. I think, when you come into a marriage, the first thing, one of the most important things is trust. You have to trust in each other, and you can't hide anything. You can't have any different agendas, but you have to just trust in each other. Once the trust is there, everything comes to the table, everything comes to a head, and you can become successful. But if you're always looking over your shoulder, if you're always giving your spouse, what they need, and then you're going to have real situations.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you think husbands and wives should keep separate bank accounts?
All depends on whether or not the situation that they're in calls for it. Sometimes husband, you can have a problem, wives can have problems, but on the whole, I think it ought to be thrown into one pot. I think it ought to be, one account, and whichever one is better with the finances, they should take the lead in that, and the husband or the wife, shouldn't have a make a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think one should control the finances, or do you think it's a shared responsibility? And if one's better at doing one part of the finances, like say the bill paying, and the other one's better at investments, should you divvy up the financial chores, or should
I think it should be one. I think it should be one, because there's too many hands in the pot, and then things are going to come out the pot, and they're going to be unaccounted for. And I think it should be one, and just one should say you're better, but as opposed to if you need to invest, we're going to have an investment. But I don't think both should be No, I don't think so. I think it should just be one that, that if you're better with the finances, then you take the lead in it, and then the next person, then the husband or the wife should follow suit up.
Mm-hmm. Now, this may seem like an obvious question, but does money make people happy?
I think it can. It can. Money has a great amount of advantages, but if you're not happy before you have money, you're not going to be happy after you have money. I think the thing of it is, you have to know who you are as a person and what your goals and values are. But money has its advantages. You look at a lot of stars and a lot of star with star quality power that has a great amount of money, and you always see them going to counseling. You always see them in rehab. You always see them making bad choices. But if you know who you are and you're comfortable with who you are before you have money, then money can be a great asset. Money can make life-altering changes. I know that me personally, coming into money and being able to do things that I only ever envisioned, being able to buy my mom a new home and help my brothers and sisters start businesses and help them to get their homes, there were life-changing things.
Mm-hmm. No question. I think people get misguided when they say, well, money can't buy you happiness. And I always joke, money can't buy you happiness, but you can be sad in a better part of town.
How about that?
Yeah.
But that's always my usual, like, quick comeback. But
right.
But money doesn't fix things, but it gives you the power to choose something different.
Right, right. And that is a great power to have. That is a great power to have. I mean, to be able to change lives, to be able to better your community, to be able to, you know, send kids to school and help promote kids and promote people that would never have the chance to. You know, we're fortunate and blessed enough to be able to give scholarships back, to, you know, to our high school, to our junior high, in our community, food drives, fund drives, different camps and clinics for kids free of charge. And, you know, that's something that, you know, that goes without saying, that, you know, that money was, you know, but at the same time, when you're blessed to do that, you know, you're blessed to be fortunate and blessed to play in the NFL, you ought to be able to give something back.
Mm-hmm. Well, why do you think people struggle in today's society?
I think because one of the big things is that I think that they don't know who they really are. If they knew who they really are, they can know that their destiny is. People try to live without their means, keep up with the Joneses, you know, keeping up with whoever, you know, but society has a big part of it. And if you don't know who you are, if you're not comfortable with who you are, you're going to always fall into that trap. But, playing like for me, playing professional football, it was just, you know, it was occupation, it was a job that I was blessed and happy enough to be. You know, I didn't look at it born being better than anyone else, or, you know, because I know that there were real heroes out there. You know, school teachers, firemen, police officers. Those are the real heroes of the world.
You're right. Those are the people that make a difference in one person's life or one
every
family's
day.
Life, each and every day.
Right.
And they're willing to risk theirs for the betterment of others. And,
right.
And I see tremendous value in that, too. And those are the real champions, and they're totally underpaid. They should get signing bonuses.
You're right. You're right.
Million-dollar contracts
and
for the things that
right.
they do.
I mean, all the hats that a school teacher wears, you know, that's a school teacher, you know, is far up on the list of, you know, my most incredible people. You know, I give them nothing but kudos to school teachers and police officers who risk their lives on a day-to-day, hour-to-hour, you know, basis. And, you know, those are my heroes.
Mm-hmm. Are you seeing now in our current economy a bunch of financial challenges for the folks that you're in your congregation?
I am. But at the same time, too, you know, the Bible tells us that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. And if you have been, you know, faithful and you've been taking care of your business all throughout this time, but I look at it now as an opportunity, you know, but this is also an opportunity, you know, for, you know, people who never been able to afford to buy a house to go out and own a house. It's an opportunity for those that, you know, never been able to go out and to invest. This is an opportune time. I think that, you know, in down times is where you are able to really get in on the basement floor and able to do great things. But for the ones who just, you know, you're trying to get out there too much and you're trying to get out and do too many things, and you can spread yourself too thin and then get caught up.
Mm-hmm. Well, I agree. You know, in bad economies are when some of the greatest wealth has been built.
Right.
And, you know, if people focus on finding a need and filling it for someone,
right.
they can build tremendous amounts of wealth by doing that.
I agree. A great opportunity now. But at the same time, too, if one gets out there too much, and with the housing economy the way it is, and if you buy 25 different houses and they're just sitting there, then that's not going to be a good investment for you.
No, probably not. I think that the lack of education or lack of preparedness for those types of investments can really is where people make mistakes.
Right.
Because the pigs get fed, the hogs get eaten, and they spread themselves too thin, just like
right.
you were saying.
Right.
Can somebody recover from bad investments like that?
I think so. By having been content and being able to say, well, you know, learning from your mistakes, you know, because if you don't learn from your mistake, it's not anything, but it's going to be a continual. But if you learn from your mistakes and take this thing at your own pace, you gotta take it at your own pace, and you know, be patient in areas, and not be quick to, you know, gobble up everything you see. But you know, you gotta learn from your mistakes, and you know, basically you gotta be able to trust in yourself that you're gonna make the right decisions.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people get caught up in life as a race as opposed to a journey.
Right.
And they get so focused on what the outcome is that they're not enjoying the ride along the way, and because they haven't taken that time to be a little bit more thoughtful and systematic about what they're doing, that's when they seem to make the big mistakes. And if they choose not to learn from them, they're doomed to repeat it.
Right, right, and very well spoken, very well said. I couldn't agree with you more.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the solution is for folks in that situation?
I think, you know, you got to find your inner strength. You got to find your faith. You got to be able to trust in more than, you know, than the economy. You got to be very well grounded, you know, and my faith and your faith has to play a part in it. You got to be well grounded. You got to be able to look to a higher power and to get good, sound advice and make good, sound decisions.
Mm-hmm. And as somebody who is a follower, and that's important to you, where do you prioritize your faith in relationship to your money, your wealth, your family, your kids, your job? How do you line item rank their importance?
I think first and foremost, your faith has to be there first. I mean, your faith has to be there. You know, you have to know that, you know, you only are here for a short amount of time, and how you got here is something bigger than, you know, Shaquille O'Neal. That, you know, you have to give homage to that, and that's one thing that I've come to realization that, you know, it's something bigger than, you know, Camelback Mountain. It's something bigger than, you know, there's something bigger, something out there bigger. But your family is most important, your faith, and then your family. You know, your family, and then everything else kind of falls into place. You know, your job and, you know, what you do with it and things of that. But you got to have things lined up correctly in order to become successful. If you have your job ahead of who you are and your family, then guess what? That's all you're going to have is a job. You know, you got to have everything lined up, and knowing where your faith, my faith allows me to keep everything in line.
Mm-hmm. What does Scripture say about money and building wealth? I know that there's thousands of references to money and credit and all sorts of stuff, and a lot of our financial systems are based on biblical references like bankruptcies
right.
and things like that.
Right. It tells us to be wise stewardess. You know, we got to over what we have, to be wise. You know, if we don't be wise, then you're not going to be able to make it. You know, it also tells us that if you just continue to work hard and continue to put forth your effort, you know, things will change for you. The Bible tells you that if a man don't work, he doesn't eat. And so it's very important that we work. And, you know, as hard as it is in this society to find a job, there's always jobs there. You just have to want to work.
Mm-hmm. What do you think the biggest challenge our younger generation has coming up in this world? What do you think their biggest challenge is?
I think one of the greatest challenges is that they don't know how to work. They're really set on, you know, what they can get and how they can go about getting it. you know, it was very important in our household that we went out to work, that we learned how to work, and that, you know, we were able to work. Because if you learn work ethic, then it takes you it takes you further and further wherever you want to go in life. You know, that's we learn how to work. You know, we weren't fortunate enough just to stay home, and you know, we had to work. You know, you had to work for your allowances. You had to work for good grades. You had to work. You know, when you work at getting good grades, you mom put a little incentive into it. You know, and that's one thing that you don't see these days. You know, kids are given the prize before they, you know, before they do the job. Things are,
yeah, no delayed gratification in this society.
Not at all. The grandma, you know, you eat your dessert before the meal. You know, you're giving the grandma clause. You know, how grandmas would always give you cookies and give you sweet stuff, and mom said, well, you still have to eat. I'm not hungry anymore. I ate a lot of cookies. You know, you got to put forth, you got to get that back into the society where working is fine to work.
Mm-hmm. And well, where people look forward to work, you know.
Right.
I notice a lot in, you know, the youth today that, oh, well, you know, my parents are rich, so, you know, that means I'm rich. And,
right.
And I always have to be reminding them, no. The first part was the only part of that sentence. My parents are rich.
Right.
It's not your money. You're not entitled to it. They could spend it all or give it away by the day they die, and then you have nothing. And then what? Then what
right,
are you going
right.
to do? Then you're going to figure out, oh, I'm 30. Now I guess I got to figure out, since my parents gave all the money to the zoo that they had, so I didn't get this big inheritance, you know, what are they,
right,
what
right.
are they going to do?
I'm right. You know, I think parents are also at fault. They are at fault, you know, because sometimes parents say, well, you know, I don't want my kids, my children to have to go through what I went through. But, you know, it says what don't kill you make you strong, you know. And if it works for them, it will work for you. But, you know, parents are sometimes at fault, you know. So be it, but they're at fault as well, you know, by sometimes, for the most part, I would say, you know, not let your kids have to go through some things in order to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And then once they try to do that, like you said, 30 years old, then it's kind of late in the day.
Mhm. Yeah, it's a little late to start figuring that out, for sure.
Right.
You know, and like I grew up poor, and I used to say I grew up so poor that I had to envy the dirt poor kids because they had dirt.
Wow.
You know, and but you know what? I had a great life. Like I look back and I don't think that I really missed out. Maybe I didn't get to go on trips. We never really went on vacation or anything like that. And I worked when I was 11, but all of that made me who I am today.
How about that? You know, and that's a great thing. It's not where you start in life, it's where you finish in life.
Exactly. And I think that, you know, some of these parents have spoiled their kids to the point where they're never going to be as great as their parents, especially the ones that were super successful financially
right.
speaking.
Right.
You know, how do you take a kid that, you know, that's only half of your genes and expect them to do what you did when they have a completely different foundation?
It is, and a whole different outlook, and a whole different
yeah.
generation, and so many things that to get them sidetracked, and you know, it's a tough call, but you know, it can be done, you know, and I tell my children, you know, there's just no excuse for, you know, failure is not an option, you know, you're going to succeed, and I speak positive things and great things on their lives, and let them know that they too will be the next doctor and the next lawyer and the next whoever they want to be, but you got to put forth the effort, you know. You have to be able to put forth the effort and, you know, go out and, you know, don't be afraid to fail, because if you're afraid to fail, then you probably will fail.
Yeah, because what you think about, you bring about.
There you go.
And if you're focused on failing, you'll fail. If you're focused on succeeding, you will.
There you go.
It's just a matter of perspective. Well, you know, what can we do for the parents of today, I guess? Because, you know, if the children are the hope,
right,
and our parenting system is all screwed up. How do we fix that, or do we? Do we not? Do we just let it go and hope that
you have to put a lot of work into it. You know, they need a lot of work too. You know, just because they're parents doesn't mean that they're perfect at whatever they're trying to do. They need a lot of help. They need a lot of, you know, they need to, you know, go back to the drawing board. You know, what works for grandma, what works for mom and dad, and go back to the drawing board and not get caught up in so much of what's going on now, but what worked then, and what worked then will probably work now, because, you know, Bible says there's nothing new under the sun, you know, there's nothing new. So what worked then would probably work now.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sure has been a pleasure chatting with you today. What final message or words would you like to leave for our listeners?
Well, Heather, I tell you, this has been a great, like I said, I'm honored, and it's been a great to be on your show. And, you know, I think you're just the greatest. You know, you and Fred are just the greatest, and Todd is all right, too. But, you know, you guys are, you know, doing a great job, and continue to do a great job, and, you know, you continue to be blessed from it.
Well, thank you so very much. And if folks want to get advice or counseling or become a member of your spiritual organization, where can they go? Is there a website?
No, I don't actually know the website, but I just my church is called Shiloh Apostolic Church, located in 19th Street in Woods. That's in Phoenix, Arizona, in 85040. The phone number was 602-276-0874.
Great. Well, thank you again.
Not a problem, Heather, anytime.
It's been a pleasure having you on the show, and you make it a great day.
Thank you, Heather. You too.
We have so much more coming up on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We will be right back with more. It's our Keys to Riches and comedian Coco Brown right after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your money maven, your purveyor of prosperity, your hostess with the financial Moses. And, yeah, what an awesome interview. I'm so excited to have folks like that, success stories. I like to feature personal success stories. It inspires me to keep fighting the good fight, knowing that there are others just like me out there in the trenches doing so. So, moving on with today's show, it's that time again.
Tell me.
Yes, it is that time again for your Millionaire Minute, where we crawl into the heads of top millionaire thinkers and put out a 60 seconds of tools you can incorporate into your life right now, today. And today's Millionaire Minute focus is on time management. One thing that millionaires have over everyday people is they are masters of their schedule. And I'm not just talking about, all right, at 8 a.m. I have a meeting, and at 9:30 I have another one, and at 10:15 I have a conference call, and blah, blah, blah. That's time management, but they're to the next level beyond time management. They are into time blocking. And this week's Millionaire Nuts and Bolts, or I should say coming up next week on our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts, we are going to explore how millionaires time block and manage the four quadrants that Stephen Covey talks about in his Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, and how you too can be a part of quadrant two. And for those of you who haven't had the opportunity to read the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People, quadrant two is where things are important but not urgent. And millionaires always focus on quadrant two activities. And that's what sets them apart from the rest, is their ability to focus and politely and carefully put aside the distractions and prioritize their time effectively, so that not only are they able to build their empire, but they're also able to enjoy their family and time with their spouse and children as well. So join us on Tuesday at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for that show. If you didn't catch our two-part series on persuasion, it was a good one. I'm seeing a huge amount of downloads. So for those of you who have downloaded our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts on the power of persuasion, our two-part series, hopefully you are reaping the benefits and are more persuasive than ever. So today, for our millionaire-focused strategy, think about where you spend your time. Are you more like the firefighter, running from urgent issue to urgent issue and never getting around to the things that will really grow your business or your personal life, the important things, but because they're not on fire urgent, you're not attending to them? Let's take a look over this weekend and focus on what's truly important to you, and identify how much time you're spending on that versus firefighting. And that will set you up for our show on Tuesday. So remember that millionaires manage their time effectively, and they effectively block their time so that they can be most productive at work and at their height of relaxation when spending time with friends and family. Now, fully and completely integrate these habits now. See yourself in this way. Look forward into the future and see how differently people will respond to you when you're effectively managing your time, which means setting boundaries and managing your time effectively. Now, go forth and create some positive affirmations regarding
our time blocking, and that's your Millionaire Minute. Remember to tune in Tuesdays at 6:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts, where we go in-depth into the minds of top millionaire thinkers and put out step-by-step strategies you can incorporate right now to start your day the millionaire way. We have so much more coming up. Stay tuned. You won't want to miss a moment.
Stay tuned for the second half of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio with the Keys to Riches right after this.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, driver of the number 14 Office Depot Old Spice Chevrolet, and you're listening to Heather Wagenhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Are you a referral partner of the Unlock Your Wealth Radio program? Would you like to promote your products and your services on our show? Learn about the benefits that our featured advertisers receive being part of an exclusive program where the listeners are seeking financial independence and are in need of your insurance, finance, real estate, and investment services. Call now at 1-866-966-9420. 1-866-966-9420. Reach the people who need your help the most with the Unlock Your Wealth radio show today.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your hostess with the financial mostest, your money mentor, your purveyor of prosperity. And joining me is our Unlock Your Wealth protege for this season, Coco Brown. Coco is a famous stand-up comedian as she travels the entire United States, Canada, and to other parts unknown, sharing her wit and wisdom across the land. She is also a radio talk show hostess on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio, and she talks about the real truth with Coco Brown. And as she made her move to the left coast from her roots on the east, she incurred some debt and has made some ineffective financial decisions. As such, that is what has brought her to our show, and she wanted some financial coaching. And as she made her commitments early on in this season, we have been able to meet with Coco, overcome her issues, and really chronicle where she has come from to where she is today. So let's welcome Coco to the broadcast so we can pick up and find out how she's doing. Welcome to the broadcast, Coco. How are you?
I'm fine. How you doing?
I am great. Thanks for asking. So how have things been going since we started to break the budget and categorized all of our different accounts into their respective parts?
It's going good. It's going good. I'm definitely finding myself way more organized financially.
Outstanding. Now, as we move forward in the next few weeks, now that we have our snapshot of where we are, we can use this as our baseline to determine how close or far we are to where we want to go from our goal planning and our goal setting in Dreams with Deadlines. And now we have a set of checks and balances. Now that we've been able to do our snapshot of where I am and we have our where we're going, because we have our Dreams with Deadlines and we created all of our goals from 20 years on out to today, now every quarter in a few weeks we're going to be doing our review, revise, and recommit key. So every 3 months we're going to take a look back and we're going to organize in all of our different categories and assess where we are, and we're going to see where we are today in 3 months. And based on the information we get out of that, we're going to compare it to the last time, or which would be now from last week, our create credit, or I'm sorry, our break the budget,
Okay.
and we will see what the difference is and whether or not we've made some strides at our debt reduction, whether we've made some strides at what we're going to learn about today in our Create Credit Key.
Okay.
And whether or not we have to hunker down, if our financial situation is the same, we're still making the same money, we still have the same expenditures, we can keep going status quo. But if things happen, like all of a sudden you have to take on the care of an indigent parent, or you have an unexpected pregnancy that you all of a sudden have to start saving money for, or something happens to you where you have some sort of catastrophic life-changing event where maybe your income becomes adjusted or reduced, and we know we have a good event coming up, our marriage and our upcoming nuptials.
Right.
So that's going to change our financial picture a touch too. So
absolutely.
As those things change, we'll be able to adjust our savings and spending plan accordingly. But without last week's baseline assessment, we wouldn't know where we are. So we wouldn't know if we've made a difference or not. So congratulations for getting that work done. That's a big one, and it's you're on the path. So congratulations for that.
Okay.
Now this week is our Create Credit Key, and whether we have credit and it's good, whether we have credit and it's bad, or whether we have not established credit because we don't know what we're doing, it doesn't matter if we're starting out or starting over with our credit. The beauty of credit is if it is less than perfect, it's never an indictment for the rest of our life. The beauty is it's just a snapshot of one moment in time. This is where I am today. It's just like our Break the Budget. It's a snapshot of where we are at this particular moment. And so is our credit. I mean, life happens. We all know that. Things change. Just as you were speaking of a couple weeks ago, you had bigger expenditures than you thought you were going to when you went on your family reunion trip.
Right, exactly.
So that raising our balances, if we use credit and we raise our balances, it lowers our available credit. And what do we know about credit? Well, 35% of our credit score has to do with open and available credit. But, again, the beauty is if we pulled credit today, our balances might be high, so our score might be a little lower. But in 30 days from now, after we've made payments and we have more available credit, eek, that score just edges itself upward. And the higher it goes until it reaches its pinnacle of where we're in the 700 or 800s, and then we can write our own ticket credit-wise. And so that'll
right.
be our goal is to do our debt reduction and build quality credit. Some folks, and there are some financial gurus out there that say credit is for the birds and you don't need credit. But the problem is when you want credit for significant items, like houses and real estate investment, if you don't have established credit, there's no way to get credit. It's a catch-22.
Uh-huh.
So we have to be able to demonstrate our character, which is what we'll learn next week as we do our Remember Real Estate Key, is one of the four layers of risk in an underwriter's consideration. And if you're applying for a mortgage and you have no established credit, he doesn't know how well you pay your bills, whether they're on time, whether they're late, whether you're a prudent manager of your money or you're careless and spend with reckless abandon. Neither of those things can be determined if you don't have credit. So we need to be stewards and wise stewards of our credit at that. And that's what this week's key is about. So we know from our previous conversations that we have established credit. Now, have you had an opportunity to pull your credit report?
Yes, it was very depressing.
Well, it happens. But again, we're going to take some happy pills and we're going to fix that depression, because if you're just looking at the score, you might not be getting the entire picture of what your credit report is. Score is subjective, and I don't think credit scoring is the be-all, end-all. You can blend score, but you have to have credit quality to make a true underwriting and effective underwriting decision. I underwrote mortgages for a period of time, And there are certain things that you need to have in place, and good credit is one of those, but the score is not relevant. When I used to underwrite FHA loans, they never had score requirements, and that was a beautiful thing because it's not about credit score, it's about credit quality. And if you have been able to manage your credit in a way that you haven't missed a payment, and you have the more than one credit line out there, and you have various types of credit lines, you're doing a good job. And if your credit, if your minimum payments meet the ratios required for home ownership and real estate investment, who cares what the score is? I want to know about you, Coco Brown, the person who is applying for this mortgage loan. I require a certain amount of data, and in order for me to make an underwriting determination, I need to know who Coco Brown is. Mm-hmm. And I do that one way. The one layer of risk called character is how you commit yourself to obligations and pay them back financially. Mm-hmm. And I can learn a lot about you based on your credit report. When you pulled your credit report, Coco, did you look past the score?
No, I honestly didn't. I didn't go through it like with a fine-tooth comb. I saw the score, and I was just kind of like, wow. And no, so I didn't go through it with a fine-tooth comb.
Well, you might not have a reason to be depressed if you have inaccuracies on your credit report. And that's how today's key is going to play out into your favor, because so many people don't understand how credit works. And they get, you know, you're probably one of those conscientious people. And as I've gotten to know you over this season, I feel like you work very hard. You have a strong work ethic. I know that whenever I call you, you're hustling to or from a gig and you're on your way to another appearance or you're doing something for your future husband. There's always something going on. You're never taking a break. You're never screwing around. And so, to me, I would imagine that same level of conscientiousness carries over into your bill paying. So I'm certain that you're probably paying your bills on time. So if we're having a score issue, we might have to scratch past the surface and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Bless you. Identity theft and credit card fraud is like the top crimes in America today. In Arizona, it's like the number one crime. And we're a big haven for it for some reason. I'm not exactly sure why. But we need to go through the basics. This is some information here that's probably going to scare the bejesus out of you when I tell you. But the way credit scoring works, credit reporting works, when you match your credit report, when you make a request, it matches your first initial and the first three letters of your last name. And then it matches part of your Social Security number. And it's what they call Boolean search. It doesn't match each criteria. It matches the first four numbers of your house number.
Right.
So I, when I was married previously, was getting my credit report commingled with a guy named Henry Quintana. I had the first initial and I had the first three letters of the last name. He happened to have been born in Arizona, so the first three numbers of his social matched mine, too. Mm-hmm. And amazingly enough, the first four numbers of his home address matched mine as well.
Wow. Okay.
But he had six numbers in his home address. It took me no less than a year to get his crap kicked off my credit. But nonetheless, I was vigilant and persistent. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important that we don't just look at that score. You know, the media and lenders have gotten us to focus on the score, but underwriters aren't looking at the score. It's the dumbest thing. I don't know why people won't tell the public the truth about how it works. You know, I mean, so much fraud occurred, and part of why we had such a big problem in our mortgage industry is if your income didn't meet the ratios required, they just put you on a different loan program. But if you're a salaried employee, none of those stated income loans were ever appropriate for those people. If you flip burgers or you stock shelves, if you stocked 20 boxes an hour instead of 10, you still make the same wage per hour. Now, you are fortunate enough to be in a business as an entrepreneur. You can go schedule another gig if your payment fluctuates or adjusts. These types of loans adjusted upwards, they would give you a low interest rate introductory, but then because of the inherent risk for the lender, the rates would jump. And sometimes those caps would jump by up to 6%. So imagine if you had a 6% mortgage and then the next day, after 2 years, because you weren't paying attention and you didn't do what your lender said to do, and 2 years went by, you didn't do the work you needed to on your credit, you didn't get your income straight, and now it's 2 years later, you didn't refinance into another 6% loan that were available, by the way, and all of a sudden today your payment's at 12% interest. So it literally doubled overnight. And if you were barely making your $1,500 or $2,000 a month mortgage payment, imagine how much trouble you're going to have at $4,000 a month.
Right, right.
And so that's a little bit of the challenges that went on in our industry, in the mortgage industry, that perpetuated the run-up in real estate and then also the demise of two very large industries, mortgage banking and real estate. And so what we need to do is not get so fixated on score. Everybody sold us on score through the early part of this decade. What we need to focus on is credit quality. So what you're going to do today is you're going to make sure that your name is spelled right. It's your legal name or the name that you typically apply for credit in. That every digit on there in your home address, your zip code, and your social security number are accurate. And then you also need to look at your address history and make sure that where they're saying that you have lived, truly that is you. And then, and only then, can you start delving into the items contained in your credit report. But if that first chunk of data isn't right, the rest of it's not going to matter, because you know that it could be wrong potentially also because of the way the credit scoring model works and the credit reporting system. If they're not putting all of that data into your file, or if somebody hand types that in and your address is 1525 and they're dyslexic and they type in 2515, that's going to parse your file. That's going to cause another interruption. And if you've had great residential history and you've had great credit history, and then all of a sudden you get all of this stuff on here, and you could possibly have other people's stuff in there, and it wasn't a Coco Brown, but maybe there's a Charlie Brown. That his credit, and he was a loser, and he flaked on every credit card he ever got, had his car repoed, and that might be tattooing your credit report. So you might be experiencing depression for absolutely no reason. So today's charge or your assignment is to go on to the unlockyourwealth.com website and pull down this week's strategy. And this week's strategy is how to read and interpret your credit report. And I want everybody, not just you, Coco, but everybody who's listening, forget about the score for right now, because if the other stuff isn't accurate, that score is wrong anyway. And again, when you're applying for credit, an underwriter doesn't just look at the score. A computer may look at the score if it's doing automated underwriting, but an underwriter is looking at each and every trade line, seeing how your payment history was for that trade line, and then taking that minimum payment amount and starting to add it up in another column to determine if your income to debt ratios qualify for this new credit extension.
Right.
But it's all worthless if the data isn't right, if it's not accurate data. And the first thing you have to do is go through that. And then the rest of the steps are on the checklist. So is that something you think you can look forward to?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, I've got a couple other homework assignments for you as well.
Okay.
And
okay.
We're going to take a real quick commercial break, and we're going to be back with some of the other challenges that we have potentially with our credit that you may not know about. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and our star comedian, Coco Brown, our funny lady, is going to join us right after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhals, Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhals to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with comedian and Unlock Your Wealth protege, Coco Brown. As we have been talking about this week's creating credit. Now, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast, first off. And second, for those of you who are new, The Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that not only teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money, but it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, reduce debt, save and invest, building wealth through real estate, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And this week is no exception. As you have been listening, we are fully engaged with Coco Brown and her credit and what you need to know. Because credit is not a death sentence. It's not. If you have bad credit, you can easily change that because time heals all wounds and credit reports. So many people don't realize that, and they just give up instead of taking an opportunity to follow these few steps to ensure quality credit. And you, by employing today's techniques, can also do that. Now, we have a strategy for you today that for key members will be available for the next 24 hours after this broadcast. Our fabulous chat room moderator and show producer today, Elena DiFiore, will be uploading that for you after the broadcast because we don't want you peeking or cheating and going there first. No, we want you to hang on my every word. I don't want you to miss a single thing because not everything is in this worksheet as you could possibly hope for. Now, what you need to know to be truly successful at building your credit profile is knowing that, one, it's not a given. Just because you have paid your bills on time doesn't mean your credit report is perfect either. I bet you didn't know that. So many people take for granted that, A, they pay their bills on time, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing, and by golly, everything should be right, right? Wrong. Again, like we shared with Coco, you could think you have fabulous credit, but you don't because, again, fraud occurs. You know, while computers are pretty fabulous at keeping track of things, they're only as good as the folks that program them. It's like we talk about when we talk about affirmations and how fabulous the brain is. It's the greatest superhuman computer of the entire universe. But garbage in, garbage out. And somebody could be typing along and sneezing when they're doing the data entry on your credit report, and a couple letters get transposed, a couple numbers get transposed, and voila, there goes your perfect credit report. So again, just because you think you have fabulous credit doesn't mean that you do because of inaccuracies and errors in human reporting. Now that aside, stuff gets commingled because of the way data is entered and the way the searches are compiled, because the kind of information just sits out there in a database and it doesn't get assembled until you make a request for it. That's why people say, oh, yeah, you know, my credit score is a 750. And I'm like, oh, really? When did you get your credit for it? Oh, last year. Well, a lot's changed since last year. You could have made payments or not made payments. Your balances could have gone up or down. Your credit score, and I try to get people to stop focusing on score, because your credit score is always in a state of flux. Because of the voluntary reporting system, nobody has to report on a certain schedule. So you could report monthly or weekly or daily if you wanted. But the fact of the matter is, every time you participate in the system as a creditor, because the repositories were set up not for your benefit. I know I'm shattering egos here. No, it's not about you. It's about the businesses. And they wanted to have some sort of way that they could find out how people have paid other people in the past, so they would have a better idea of whether or not to extend you credit. So they created this system. So the folks that are involved, the creditors that participate in the system, have to pay to upload data. So if they have a million customers, it's going to cost them more money to report all the time. So they may only report monthly, or quarterly, or semi-annually, or annually, or like a lot of these fabulous collection companies, they report once, and then when you pay it off or make good on the debt, they, oh, casually forget to remove the information. So that's why we need to focus on it. And we need to pay attention to what we're doing with our credit. So in just a moment, I am going to give you the keys to credit report review from me, a nationally certified credit report reviewer and identity theft risk management specialist, right here on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be back with that and more right after this.
Hey, this is Coco Brown from the hit radio show, The Truth with Coco Brown, on HollywoodOutlaws.com radio. And you're listening to me on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Even in today's economy, I, Count Dracula, have had to foreclose on my castle. But because of Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I have not only reacquired my castle, but I have opened a resort for the undead. Tune in to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. She's the only one not trying to suck you dry.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to the Keys to Riches on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity. And I was getting ready to tell you right before the break on how you can review your own credit report and what you need to be looking for. Now, Coco, we started with a couple of different things about our identity, making sure that the report is as accurate as possible by name, address, phone, social security number, address history. Also, you want to see if they are reporting you with a spouse. Make sure that your gender is correct, because sometimes, there are names. I used to know a girl named Johnny, and so Johnny and Johnny could be confused. So you might want to check that as well. And especially if you're not married and you're stuck with a spouse on it, you're like, what the heck? Now, if you've ever rented apartments before, your residence eviction history may also be on there too. And maybe it wasn't you, but again, Charlie Brown, that nasty guy that he is, might have skipped out on a couple of different apartment complexes. And just a little bonus, not included in the price of today's show. You may find yourself, if you were applying for an apartment, there is also this other thing that you can do when you pull your credit that not only gives you your residence history, but it'll also give you your criminal history. And if you've ever been convicted for drugs or robbery or anything having to do with a weapon, most apartment complexes are going to turn you down, at least all of the top ones, what they call A, B, and C properties. D properties will take felons. D properties will take criminals that have had, criminal history with weapons, drug charges, things like that. Because everybody's got to have a place to live. You just got to understand what your risks are. So if you were that kid that got caught for underage drinking and it's on your record, it may show up. And even though you're a goody two-shoes and it was just one time and it was a total accident, it actually might affect your ability to rent an apartment in a really nice apartment complex. So again, that was just total bonus, not included in the price of today's class. So here we are building value all over the place. But seriously, folks,
I'm in a really funny mood today. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but as we review our credit report, each item in the section that's from our credit, meaning like all of the different loans and things that we have, credit cards, car payments, each reference to that credit is called a trade line. So we want to go through each and every trade line because, again, you could have fabulous credit and a fabulous credit score, but it might not be yours. Okay? So first you want to do, review the account number. And if your debt has been sold, you might want to make sure that you know what that new account number is and if the company changed. Like mortgages, sometimes they get sold into servicing after 3 months. You know, a lender will season it after they fund it. And then they'll collect like 3 payments and then they'll sell it off into servicing once they know that's a good note. Well, you want to make sure that that first note's been paid for. So account number, date open, length of reporting period. And by the way, so you guys don't have to worry about grabbing a pencil, this is all going to be in today's strategy for the featured strategy on the website. Again, www.unlockyourwealth.com. Free, it's the price for me. So, again, for the next 24 hours, this will be available. So if you don't want to have to write this down after the show, this will be up in our featured strategy section. So you just got to look down the column on the left and click on featured strategy, and you'll find it. Account number, date opened, length of reporting period, and tenure is 15% of your score. There are 85 factors that go into your credit score, but there's only 3 that really make a difference, and this is one of those 3. So the longer you've had a credit line, the better it looks because it shows your ability to manage credit over time and how you have managed it. No lates in the last 24 months means that you might have been late years ago, but in the most recent 24 months you haven't been late, or it'll say no lates. So there's a lot of different things. So length of reporting period is important. Make sure that it says what it's supposed to say. And go with a highlighter. And anytime you find something on your credit report, and remember, yellow highlighter does not Xerox. It turns invisible on a Xerox machine. So use yellow highlighter so you can copy this and then send it to the individual repositories for each one. So highlight the inaccuracies, and then you can go back and work on each one. So length of reporting period, last date reported. This is so important because you're thinking, well, wait a minute, my balance isn't that high. I just paid it off. But if you look at where the last date reported section is, it might have been 3 months ago. Again, what we were talking about, the voluntary system, and so they can report however often they want. So if it's not reporting currently, like in the less than 90 days, then it's not accurate. So you'll want to make sure that you request that that creditor update that trade line. And they will on a request. Account status. Is it open? Is it closed? Has it been charged off? Has it been paid as agreed? All of these things are important. You want to make sure that it shows that. Opening balance. This is specific on loans. If you've gotten a closed-end loan or an open-end revolving line of credit like a second mortgage or a home equity line of credit, or it could be a signature loan that you can just write and write and write. Your opening balance will be the first amount of money you borrowed if it's on one of those open trade lines. If it's closed, it should be the amount of money you borrowed. So if it's a $100,000 home loan, so be it. It should say $100,000. If it's a $10,000 student loan, that's what it should say. If it's not, you dispute it. You make them get it right because the laws say that it is your responsibility to maintain the accuracy of your credit report, not them. A repository just is a big file cabinet. It's a place to store information and recall it only. It doesn't verify the accuracy. They have nothing to do with that. It's up to the creditors, the givers of the credit, that put that information on there. And it's your job as the recipient of said credit to hold them accountable to the reporting. So now that we know that, we need to be checking those things. The terms, is another section you need to check. Is it a 36-month loan, a 60-month loan, a 240-month loan, which is a 20-year loan? Is it open, as in like a revolving line of credit? What is your credit limit? What is your current balance? And again, current balance could be off based on the date last reported for each trade line. So check that. And it's not when you pulled your credit, it's when the creditors last reported. Number 10, your minimum payments. Number 11, wait a minute, let me go back to number 10. Your minimum payment is super important because if you write down on your credit application and you're applying for, say, a mortgage, and you write that your car payment is $300 a month and that's what you pay and that's what you have paid forever, and your minimum payment says $400, it's going to affect your income-to-debt ratios because the underwriter does not go by what you say because people lie, so it goes by the credit report. Knowing that that's not always perfect, but that's all they can trust because they have to go with third-party verification. Because you can tell somebody all day long you're a great credit risk, but until you demonstrate that, nobody's going to believe you. So you want to make sure that that minimum payment is correct. And it is always a good idea to pull your credit before you go to apply for any major credit. Car loans, ATV, recreational vehicle loans, mortgages, student loans, any of those big, big, big ticket items, check your credit first because if they see the crappy credit and the inaccurate credit and then you fix it, yeah, you'll get approved, but you still might not get that fabulous interest rate that you would have because you thought your credit was perfect. So this is why we got to go through this. The next one, most recent 24 months, usually they have a system, and depending upon the repository, we'll tell you how it is. It'll show like 24 months of first initials for, you know, J, F, M, you know what I mean, for January, February, March. If it has an X on it, it'll correspond to 30 days late, 60 days, 90 days. You want this perfect. For the last 24 months, you've never had a late because people know, underwriters know, that life happens, but usually people will bounce back within a 24-month period if they're really, truly good stewards of their credit. If not, it won't. So you want to check that section. You want to check another section that shows the number of times that you have been late, 30, 60, or 90 days. The next one is inquiries. Now, everybody freaks out about inquiries and they're because they think that they dink their credit score. And some stupid car salesman, and sorry to bag on the car salesman, but it's always like a car guy or some other small loan guy. They'll tell people, oh, it's cost 5 points because, you know, they looked on somebody else's credit. But you know what? Your credit doesn't work like that. Your credit is a statistical formula that's based on averages. So there is no point value to anything bad. And in addition to that, a law was passed in 99, right after this happened to me, by the way, that said you can't whack people for inquiries for big ticket purchase items in a 30-day period. What inquiries do affect is an underwriter's decision, because if I'm an underwriter and you apply for a mortgage with me, and I see that in the last 30 days you've applied for 4 credit cards, 2 car loans, a mortgage with me, a mortgage with 4 other people, but I don't see corresponding trade lines reported showing payment history. I don't know if you've gotten that loan or not. I don't know if you've taken on that debt. If you're maxed out on your debt-to-income ratios already, and there's all this other credit hanging out there potentially, you might not be able to pay me back. So I'm just going to say no because I'm in fear of the unknown. Because I see all these inquiries and I don't see corresponding trade lines. Now, if you apply for a credit card and it says, you know, Target Visa Corporation, and then I see a Target Visa from like 3 months ago, I'm like, oh, you got a Target card. I can see where that is. I know that that payment amount, I can see the balance, I can see the payment amount, and I can have that incorporated into your ratios. But, again, if I see the inquiry and I don't see a matching trade line, thanks for playing. if you're applying for a mortgage for me and I'm underwriting your loan and I see like five other mortgage applications and I don't see any other kind of credit, then I'm like, all right, this guy's shopping around for a mortgage. That's okay. So that's all right because in a 30-day period, you're allowed all of those. Because, you know, this is America, land of the free, home of the brave, and some not so brave. There's a bunch of weenies out there too. But you, listeners of this audience, are part of the brave, and you are not ignoring your credit anymore, and you're checking your credit, and you're making sure that everything that's on there is accurate. And inquiries is a big one, but not for the people, for the reason that people think it is. So check each and every inquiry. And if it's not, you need to dispute those. Get them off of there. And if you do see inquiries on there that you know you didn't apply for, there's potential fraud going on in your account. So if you see an inquiry and then you see some wacky address thing, you might be in the process of being a victim of identity theft. And this is one way, by reviewing each and every trade line this thoroughly, will help you discover that before it's too late. Now, the next thing you want to review are any fraud alerts that you did not add. That's another popular technique for credit thieves, is to report a fraud alert once they get your credit, and then they manage the credit, they provide proof, they correct and redo the address, so the mail goes to their house, and then they apply for the credit, and then they may or may not pay their bills, depending. If they're trying to hide from somebody, you know, like they're a criminal or they're a victim of some domestic violence or spousal abuse, and they're trying to hide and change their name and get away, and they just happen to, you know, the mail fell out of your car between the mailbox and the car. It didn't make it in there. And they can go be you and hide. They'll do it, and they'll pay your bills. They'll pay the bills on time because there's a vested interest there. But if they're just there to get as much as they can while they can and get out the door, then they probably won't make the payments on it. So, again, you could have stuff on your credit. It's good, but it ain't yours, and that's what you need to know. So you want to check fraud alerts that you did not personally add and any personal statements that you didn't add to your credit. And I'm just going to tell you right now that I am a proponent of not adding those, because all it seems, you need to deal with the creditor individually to correct trade lines, because it's just a whiny, crying, poor me kind of thing. I'm telling you that from my underwriter's perspective. I got my underwriter's cap on right now. I have no sympathy for whiny people. You're trying to show me that you're worthy of my credit extension, yet you're sitting on your credit whining because somebody did something wrong and you couldn't fix it. And there's every way in the world to fix your credit, and it's so easy. And all the stuff, all the information is publicly available, just people don't bother to take the time to look at it. So don't put those on there, and if they are on there, get them off, because they just make you look like a whiny, complaining, little sniveling, you know what, rat. Okay, and then you want to look at the average age of the credit applicant. This is important if you are a junior or a senior, because or a third, fourth, or fifth, and you're carrying down your father's or your grandfather's, your great uncle's lineage, because, again, commingled credit. And then the date the Social Security number was first in use, because, again, somebody else could be using your social, or you could be having stuff commingled. So those are the things that you need to look for and why you need to look for them, and they're included in this week's strategy. So, Coco, I know I've piled a lot of responsibility on you this weekend, but are you up for the challenge?
I am. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Well, you just hang on right there, because we still have to get to our nuts and bolts for this week's king. You're listening to the infamous Coco Brown on Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And we will be back with more right after this.
Hi, this is Scott Black with EmpowerU.net. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's on Unlock Your Wealth Radio.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. It is now time for our nuts and bolts for this week's key. And what you need to know is all right here. Our key statement for this week is I know that good or bad credit is not a guarantee nor a life sentence. And time heals all wounds. So what was bad credit will ultimately be good credit. If I am a responsible steward to my obligations. This week's affirmation is I am a good steward of my credit obligations. I am a good steward toward my credit obligations. And we do our affirmations several times throughout the day for those of you who are joining us for the first time. We do them at night, right before we go to bed. We read our affirmations out loud to ourselves to focus our subconscious mind on our higher purpose, what we want it to work on throughout the night. And while we were getting restful, restorative sleep, our brain comes up with new neural pathways to make this stuff happen as if it is already happening. And then when we wake up in the morning, rested and refreshed, no, we do not roll over and kiss the spouse. We do not take the poochie out for piddle. What we do is we pull our affirmation list out, and again, we say it out loud to ourselves to focus our conscious mind on the higher purpose of the day. It is not to run the kids around, make everybody lunches, try to figure out how we're going to get to work and get the husband's dry cleaning dropped off. No, it is our higher purpose of the day, creating personal financial freedom for ourselves and our families. Because with personal financial freedom comes choice, and we can be the masters of our own destiny when we have that freedom of choice. And then anytime we encounter negativity throughout the day, we're going to pull out our affirmation sheet after the negative encounter, because we're not going to let anybody rain on our parade. No, we're not. Because what we think about, we bring about, and we don't want to dwell on that negative event. So we're going to focus again on bringing forth our higher purpose of the day, which is creating our financial health and wellness right then and there. And it is okay if it seems like you are doing these affirmations all day long, because I have had some days where I think Murphy might be a distant cousin or a relative, and it seems like everything that can go wrong is for that day. But never fear, my affirmations are here keeping me focused positively on the things I do want in life, not the things I don't, so I can achieve financial wellness for me and my family. And finally, your job is to, number one, go to the website, www.unlockyourwealth.com. Number two, pull down our featured strategy for the week, and that is your credit review checklist. And then you're going to pull your credit from the three repositories. Annualcreditreport.com is the only truly free one sponsored by the federal government where you can get all three. It won't include score, but again, we don't care about score, because if the quality isn't there, the score is irrelevant. And we're going to focus on reviewing each trade line in the order that I have it on the worksheet for your featured strategy. And then we are going to dispute any of those inaccuracies. So, again, it'll be on the featured strategy for the next 24 hours. The fabulous Elena will have that up after the show, and you can begin working on that. I am so excited about our upcoming shows. We have our time blocking for millionaires on our Millionaire Focus strategy. We have the midweek update, and we have the first of a two-part series with T. Harv Eckerd, and the secrets of the millionaire mind. He's not coming for 1 week, folks. He's coming for 2 weeks back-to-back. And if you want the secrets of the millionaire mind and to learn how you can reprogram yourself for success, these are must-listen-to episodes. So make sure that you join us next Saturday. I'm so excited. Plus, he has special gifts and free offers for all of the Unlock Your Wealth listeners, so you must tune in next week. It's going to be incredible. I can't wait. But I can, because we have two great episodes before next Saturday. We have our Millionaire Nuts and Bolts, which is time blocking for millionaires, and we have our midweek update. And as always, please take and focus on your family and make sure that you are getting the most out of each and every day. Thank you so much for joining us today, and here is to your financial independence. Finally, financial freedom can be yours.